The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
There you stood.
You know, Mr. Trick, I posted this great Edie Baskin picture from Saturday Night Live, the original cast of SNL. Then I looked and Chevy Chase was not there, and Billy Murray is in the picture, and someone just tweeted me, and rightly so, I can't see, but they said it was without Billy Murray. You're right, not Bill Murray. Yes, this is... Stowe is this guy's name on Twitter. Hi, and not Bill May. See, I forgot. This is a great shot, but now it's not the original. So Chevy was there for like a year, I guess, on the original SNL, right? And then he left, and then Billy came in, and that's what this photo is about, with a very young John Belushi and the man I idolize most from Saturday Night Live, Danny Aykroyd, Lorraine Newman, and Gilda, man. How great was Gilda? So I'll leave that picture up, though. But we've got to find a picture of the original Saturday Night Live with the great Chevy Chase. Hey, it's Piscopo in the Morning, 6 after 8 o'clock. Thanks for staying on it. Thanks for correcting me. You know, I can't do anything without you. I got a thing in front of me. I got a banner of sorts. It says, follow our show on Facebook and Twitter. So I went, we really don't have promotion at the station, you know. And by the grace of God, and thanks to you. I'm telling you, it's just been great. The ride has been great. We are in the zone. Anything politics, anything credible, anything we think that makes sense, and I don't care if you're right or you're left, whatever you are, we like to think that we approach it the best on New York radio. And by the way, honored to be into this arena with some great radio personalities from all over. And my boss gets mad when I mention who they're, but they're, some of them are friends who I hang out with. And just proud to be in that arena. But we don't really have the promotion of these other stations. Probably why we're the only radio station making money.
I think that's right.
And we are. Salem Media is the only company in the black. And I said when I went to Talkers Magazine, Frankie, I wanted to say, because some folks were there that I admire, you know, from quote-unquote competitive stations, which I'm not supposed to mention, you know, please. I just don't mention it because my boss says don't mention it, so I won't. But I respect these folks and everything. And I wanted to say, he heard me say that at the sales meeting the other day, you know, we're the only company that's in the black. We're the only one. We're monetizing AM radio. AM radio's dead. Hey, we're making, you know, it's like, but I didn't say it. And Phil, a voice, our programming guru, and our boss, Jerry Krause, said, no, better not to be that. And I'm glad that they told me that, because I didn't say it. I didn't say, we're making money and you can monetize it. I kept it very, very humble. But point I'm making is we now have Facebook and Twitter. Joe Sebelia is our young producer. Did you actually mount with Matt, one of our brilliant interns? You could follow us on Facebook now?
Yes, that's correct. If you go...
He just broke the microphone.
No, he did not. No, he did not. Don't yell at the kid. It's the antiquity. The reason why we're making money, because we never buy any new equipment. That's why. My headphone cuts out constantly, and I can't get that to work. You can't blame the kid, Albert. I'm sorry. Joe, he's holding the microphone. No. Exactly.
At another radio station, there was a guy who touched it and went into a five-minute tirade and walked out of the studio. Yeah, please don't do that.
No. No, that. I'm sorry. Nothing works in the studio, Joe. It's not your fault, kid. So tell me, can you go to Facebook and Twitter and follow us?
Yes. Go to Facebook and Twitter. At Joe Piscopo Show is the handle. Okay. If you type that in, you can follow our brand new social media pages specifically for the Joe Piscopo Show.
Good. And on Facebook as well.
Yes.
Where do you go to Facebook? I don't know.
Joe Piscopo Show. Just search at Joe Piscopo Show.
Oh, and it'll go to Facebook as well?
Yes.
Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
So I got to tell you, we got.
And there's all sorts of great behind the scenes stuff that you won't see on your personal Facebook page, you won't see on your personal Twitter page, and you won't see certainly on the station's Twitter page.
We're showing the coffee machine and things like that.
Exactly. All sorts of behind the scenes stuff. You want to know the ins and outs and the stories behind the stories of the Joe Piscopo Show.
How to repair the microphone, all that stuff.
Yeah.
They should have an instructional.
I've clicked on none of it.
So you see things like how Al shaves his head, right?
Yes.
You
know, no.
Like with that. Harrys.com.
You got cameras in my house?
What kind of red dye Joe Sibilia uses in his hair.
Exactly.
Right? Okay.
Where
we hide the maple syrup for your French toast.
Maple.
All sorts of things.
How to
like
make
that.
The French toast. Everything.
Right. Well, we should make. That's what I should do is make it here, everybody. Do we have any items?
Fire
do
hazard.
That? It's a fire hazard in the building. Yeah.
Bad enough we got a blowtorch.
Hey, 10 minutes after 8. Joe, so this is so funny. When I went to the Talkers thing I just told you about, and I parked, and I thought it was a lot, but it was an Enterprise parking lot. And I said to the guy, and I told you this the other day, I said, the guy goes, this isn't a parking lot. We're an Enterprise rental company. And then the guy goes to me, yeah, please, you got to understand, we're doing a radio show, and we...
I'm having him come in here because it's easier.
Joe, sit down, Joe.
Sit over here.
Do they know that you could be heard?
No, they
don't.
No clue.
Can we tell the interns that not to talk while the mic is on?
Well, you just said, the microphones don't work. The room is not soundproof. We can hear
everything. Is the room not soundproof?
No, even when the mics are off in there, you can still hear what's going on.
I love it.
Well, a lot of people that talk loud on the phone.
In defense of the people in that room.
Hi, where you calling from? Are you in the Bronx? What's your name? E. Frank from where? Okay.
That's great.
There's no quiet voice anywhere in broadcasting.
Sometimes I'm trying to read an ad. Microphone, the cord with the microphone,
right.
I can't hear myself talking.
I'll get Stu to fix that. That's an easy fix.
Oh, good.
Yeah. He was standing by to go to your house today.
No,
you know,
but
it's just, I mean, it's,
but here's,
I'll tell you.
Here's the problem.
He was. He told me, he goes, I'm driving between
Frank,
Joe's house and WMCA. Is Joe home? I said, well, he told me yesterday he was going to be home. Then we find out you haven't hooked up yet. Where are you? I call you. I'm coming in.
Great.
We're very coordinated here.
Oh, my God. And we love it. Frankie, what were you going to say?
No, they don't have
and
the
then...
ability in that room to turn off their own microphone when the studio is set up
so
as
they
it
don't
is.
Know.
So they're dependent upon Al. So if Al leaves their mic up, you're going to hear the ambient conversation.
Right.
So it's not their fault.
All right. Well, I think if they know that someone's talking in that room, maybe.
Right. But
it's
not,
okay.
I wasn't
Minor
referring
problem.
To that. I'm referring to the times yesterday, like Charles, a
great
intern, he
helped
set a
lot. That's great.
But Joe is trying to do a live read, and I can, from here, I can hear Charles. Where are you calling from? Okay, right. Can you lower your phone? And I know Joe is getting irritated, but he doesn't want to say anything. But I could see the irritation starting to creep in.
Thank you.
And it's all right.
We're like an old married couple.
Yeah.
Al, we really are.
I know.
But so I go to this Enterprise lot. I go to the lot, and the guy goes, no, we're not a parking lot. We rent Enterprise cars. And look, I'll be right back, he tells me. And I took my key, my fob from my truck, and I went, I'll be right back, too. And I went to the Talkers thing, man. And Joe, was that the best? So I pick up young Joe Sibilia, and he goes, he's got Frankie, he's got like three suitcases. He looks like a homeless guy
Joe
walking
Sibilia?
Around.
Yeah.
Right here. And I go, where are you
well,
going?
I resent that because I was wearing a nice suit. I didn't have
no.
the top flipped up.
No,
I didn't look homeless, Joe.
And you didn't
on.
Have a cart. You didn't
no,
have
no,
a cart.
No, I didn't have a cart either.
But I mean, when we left, I didn't know you had a... Like your whole life you were carrying.
Absolutely.
And so I go, Joe, where are you going? He goes, I'm going to Port Authority because I'm going to take a bus out to Pennsylvania somewhere. And I go, well, no. Come with me. I'll drive you because you're right by my house and you can't carry all this on the bus. He goes, you really do it? Yeah. So then we go, was that the funniest thing? We go to the lot and do you think they purposely jammed me in with that van? It looked like they specifically placed that van.
Well, who knows? You know,
but they were
people
nice.
People were spiteful. They were nice about it, though.
Weren't they nice? Can you believe I walked away without having to pay anybody anything?
Joe, that was quite possibly...
Did I have my wallet out, or did I have my wallet out?
That you had your wallet out. He made a special stop
yes, yes.
to the ATM just to
get
these people.
Yeah, you remember that!
And they would not accept the tip.
We couldn't find the ATM. I finally found the ATM. We got the cash out, and I was going to drop a heavy tip to the folks kind enough at Enterprise for allowing me to park there. I went to that girl, And I said, here, let me just give you a little something for your trouble. No, no, no. No, no, no.
Well, clearly they don't know you. No, no. You tip everybody. They're, shame on them.
Oh, there's a line at
breakfast
my house.
This morning, he goes, yeah, I can pay for breakfast. He pulls out this 50, and we go, the guy doesn't take 50s. He has no clue it's a $50 bill. You had no wonder why you're broke all the time. They look nothing alike. A $50 bill and a $20 bill look nothing alike.
It's a mere bag of shells.
No, not, it's
not. Just, remember Broadway Danny Rose? Remember
no,
that? Broadway Danny Rose. It's a mere fascination. Here, watch.
$20 bill.
Well, I can burn it. Remember they ripping the money up like that?
$50 bill, all right?
I say because I don't get breakfast, I got to.
They look different. They're different colors. The 50 is lighter.
Who's on,
look.
Alexander Hamilton. Is that Ulysses S. Grant?
That's
Grant.
Grant on the 50.
Look at me.
We got to do away with both of those guys.
Speaking of 20s, Joe.
I think we should put some kind of gender-specific person on there.
Chaz Bono on there.
You do remember the gambling spree I went on at the rest stop. Don't you remember my gambling spree?
So I go off to get some coffee or something at the... what rest stop is? I'm embarrassed. I'm in a jersey. It's the
Alexander Hamilton.
Thank
probably.
You. See, Morano knows everything. It's Alexander Hamilton.
We got to get rid of him.
No,
Aaron
we love
Burns
it. We love it. Look, yeah, we got his grave here. He's got a Broadway show and a rest stop. You know, I'm jealous. Yeah. I
and
want
the Russian
a rest
radio
stop.
Van was.
I want a rest stop. So we go over there, and then I'm leaving, and I want to. You know me. I have no patience. I go. I'm in and I'm out. We're going. I turn around. I'm waiting for Joe. He's at the push button lottery machine. And he's waiting. What were you waiting for anyway? What was that?
Well, I very rarely, very seldom will get a scratch-off lottery ticket. And I said to myself, I have the urge to get one. I said, who
Is
knows?
He like
maybe
Murano?
Maybe
like
I'll win big. So I.
Your first mistake.
I only had a 20 on me, a $20 bill. So yeah, I inserted the bill into the machine. And I only wanted to buy like a $3 lottery ticket. Little did I know that the machine does not give change. So I had to spend $20 in lottery tickets. I'm still not done scratching them all off. It's the biggest chore of my entire adult life.
You might win. You might win, Joey. And then your father met us in Annandale.
Right. Mike Francesa's twin. Yeah.
I like the way he held up traffic for me to back out.
Oh,
into,
yes.
Into the exit.
My
he
father
stopped.
Risked his life. Standing out in the street.
That was great.
So, Joe, were you peppered with all sorts of Sibelian questions on the car ride home?
Oh, of course.
No, I was.
Oh, yes, you were. I asked you things like, so did you ever work with Bob Hope?
Yeah, that was it. But usually I took some of my recordings. And I enlightened this young, brilliant future producer into some of the things that I've done. So and we went back and forth on some of the early things that just happened to pop up on my iPhone. I think.
Long Last Love, I got to hear both versions.
Yeah.
New Jersey from your album.
Because I mean, I was doing.
So in other words, it was Joe. Keep quiet and listen to this. Right?
I'll show you, kid. Let me show you.
Give me 5 minutes apiece.
So is it? But that's so funny. I go in. I go to. I'm so used to the ATM. I gave away tip last night. Boom. Here. Thank you. Boom, boom. Mikey, take some money. Dad, you don't have to give me money. I swear to God, this kid, he's such a great kid. I said, Mikey, I paid the musicians. You did so great on stage. Take this money. You earned it like this. I wake up this morning. I'm walking around. Dwayne Reed, that ATM, by the way, doesn't work. I can't. Sometimes aliens over there scare me over there. So I went to the bank. Boom, boom, boom. They apparently gave me $50 bills. I said, Joe, usually I put a 20 down for breakfast. Right. I put a bill down. It was a 50. But thank you for not stealing it, Frank. Thank you for not stealing
it.
No, for anybody.
Steal it?
No, because, Joe, thanks for that 20. And they'll keep
the
change.
You know what you should have done? When you walk right out of Dwayne Reed here, there's the guy, the vendor. He's there all night. He probably would have had change of a 50. Could have just asked him.
Who's that? Who's that?
He's when you walk out of the Dwayne Reed to the left, there's a cart there.
The homeless
he's got
guy?
Coffee. He's not homeless.
Oh, the vendor, yeah.
The vendor.
Yeah.
Could have went over to him. He's open all night.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He probably would have had change for 50.
You know, it's 18 after 8. I'm sorry we're riffing. There's so much to get into this morning, but
forgive me.
Forgive me. Yeah, there is. And we're waiting for this Inspector General report. I don't know when that's going to come out, but that's going to be pretty riveting. And that's the news of the day. But as I was in Dwayne Reed, stay with me on this one. And then there was a homeless gal there, and she's got a backpack on that looks bigger than a military backpack.
Bigger than mine?
That bigger than Al's jetpack. Right. And I felt so bad. And then she was trying to put out money, and, you know, like she goes, it's 81. She's trying to get the pennies out. And then she just.
And you threw her a 50.
She did.
Just
I almost paid for whatever she needed. I really felt that. And I could smell she wasn't clean. It was just, oh, this poor girl. But she, what's happening in the city, this greatest city in the world? Does she not have a place to go?
Probably
I turned
not.
To Frankie for that. Does she not have a place to go? Or do we do the homeless not have a place to go in New York?
Well, there are shelters, but the conditions in a lot of these shelters are, in many instances, pretty deplorable.
Yeah.
By the way,
that was a heartbreak. This is beautiful. Young gal. What was that? In New York?
Real quick. Yesterday, we're both walking out of the building.
Yeah.
You were talking to somebody. I didn't know who it was. I kind of just, wanted to make sure that you were okay.
Yeah, Vinny Viola's buddy.
Okay.
Hey, that guy wasn't too handsome, was he? You see the size of that guy? Just like this male model comes over and goes, hey, how are you? I felt inferior immediately. He was like 6'4".
If I was into guys, I would have given him my number. But I'm not. And I'm married. But we walk out of the building.
But you thought about it.
He was a handsome guy. I have to admit, he was a handsome guy. Anyway, moving along.
Yes.
We walk out of the building. Yeah. Remember there were cops everywhere?
Yeah.
And I said, uh-oh, something's going on.
Do you know what's happening?
Now, I'm walking to my car as I speed off in my jetpack that Joe likes to make fun of me. And what did you do? You went across the street, and I watched you. I stalked you like Morano did in the gym that day. I stalked you. You went right over to those cops that were standing there. Yeah. You shook their hands. Yeah. You talked with them for a couple minutes. Yeah. Why were they there? Did you find out?
No, I didn't ask. Because I didn't want them to have to reveal
something
that probably
shouldn't. All right, well,
time for traffic. No, but you know what I did? I went over to the police to say thank you. There were a couple of very young cops there.
Yeah.
And I said, thank you for your service. We talked. Joe, hi. We're big fans. They listened to the show. We love the NYPD. This was young cops putting there, and I wanted to go. And yes, it was on the tip of my tongue. Hey, who's in the building? It's not, but
somebody
then,
was there because there were a lot of cops.
It was. Did you see it?
No,
swarming with police across the street.
Well, he left. He
at 120.
Yeah, he was busy, having coffee with Elizabeth Bernstein. He disappeared.
Yeah. Huh. Who's great? I love Elizabeth.
Yeah, she's terrific.
She is a great gal. But I want. Did you hear Joe?
Tony, the doorman, was aware of what was going on. It was some sort of a government event that was going on over there that required the police forces.
Had to be a federal event.
I'd watch.
But
exactly.
I didn't see. You see, as an Italian, I don't ask. I don't ask because I don't want them to have to reveal something. Well, Joe, we're not supposed to say. I never ask. So I kept my mouth shut. Thank you for your service, and I moved on. Anyway, Joe, you ever need to ride home again, you let me know.
Thank you.
Hey, 821, Deb. Okay. Debbie's on the roads for you, looking out. Traffic-wise, how are we doing out there this morning, Debbie Duhame?
I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, guys. Let's go out to 440. 440 northbound, that ramp into State Street in Perth Amboy. It's an accident investigation of a motorcycle accident that happened early this morning. 78 westbound, exit 50, getting out toward Union. That's an accident. Problems right now on the New Jersey Turnpike. The New Jersey Turnpike northbound. Eastern Spur is completely closed up by the Vince Lombardi service area. That's an overturned tractor trailer medevac getting to the scene right now. Inbound Lincoln Holland and the GWB all about 30 to 40. Watch for delays as you head to the eastbound Gowanus up by 38th Street, but they cleaned up an accident over there. And traffic is still moving slowly at the Manhattan Bridge, Brooklyn-bound accident blocking one lane. Checking in on the forecast. Sunshine today with a high in the mid-80s. Alternate side in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970. The Answer.
Let's face it. We love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say, Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill. After she confirms, you can then say, Alexa, play the Answer New York. That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law and wondered what's the best course of action to take? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. If you have a legal question for Mike Connors, the Ask the Lawyer host, simply email the question to mikeconnors@gmail.com. That's MikeConnors@gmail.com. Or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500 and see for yourself. That's Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors every Saturday evening at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Did you get your Durasan yet? 824. Pat Cadell's coming up. But did you get Durasan? See what happened when there was a mosquito flying around the studio. How it gets into the studio, I have no idea. It's like hermetically sealed in here, except for the glass that is not soundproof. But how does a mosquito get in here? So it comes by in front of my computer screen, sitting in front of my iPad Pro over here. A little mosquito, boom, I nail it, I get it, boom. Now I'm worried about the germs on my hand. And Al, this was a couple hours ago, I reach over, Al takes his foam, his Durasan foam, this huge, gigantic hand sanitizer. You know my hands now are sterile, not only sterilized from that mosquito and any germs, anything that mosquito could carry. For 24 hours, that Durasan will last. And like Joe Giovanello, who invented Durasan hand sanitizer, says, it's got the same products that you get in Neosporin, which is great because it's like you could feel the healing. And I got to tell you this about Durasan, too, D-U-R-I-S-A-N. You got to go to Durasan.com, especially, you know, if you're working at a hospital, schools, casinos, and you're running. And I know we got a lot of big guns, and we appreciate the big guns listening to the show, stadiums, houses of worship. Joe Giovanel at Durasan could come and defog your whole airplane if you want. It's amazing. That stops major pathogens like MRSA or E. coli, Salmonella. And you could now when I'm on the road, and we'll go to break, but I could talk about Durasan. And thank you, by the way. We had Joe in here with Arthur in here the other day from Durasan in Passaic, New Jersey. And I lay into it because this is the new cutting edge of sanitization is Durasan. I could spray this on my hand while I play the drums, as I did last night. You don't want anything on your hands. I'm afraid to touch the olive oil. You eat something. There's a hand cream. You don't want to touch any of that. You want those sticks in your hand, and you want them firm in your hand. I can spray because it doesn't have anything sticky in it, because it's all state-of-the-art. I'm spraying it as we speak with my hand sanitizer. It just sterilizes everything for 24 hours, and you have none of that after effect, that icky after effect from a hand sanitizer. Now, available to you listening to Piscopo in the morning, you get 20% off with free shipping. 20% off with free shipping when you mention the Joe Piscopo Show. Perfect for your home or business. Hand sanitizer comes in bottles, wipes, pockets, and sprays. Don't forget the antimicrobial soap, flea and tick spray, which I use for my Mikey when Mikey goes fishing, mosquito spray, all guaranteed to work better than the products you're currently using. Durasan. Durasan.com, 844-387-4726. You can go, if you remember this, 844-DURASAN. And what I love about Durasan, Joe and Arthur and the great team and Danielle over there in Passaic, New Jersey, 5% of the sales from Durasan will be donated to the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
828 with Joe on the radio. Pat Goodell, longtime Democratic strategist, consultant, former Fox News contributor. Pat, welcome to the show, brother. How you doing, man?
Good, Joe. How are you?
Well, you know, we're pumped up. It's never a dull moment. In this news. Hey, Pat, by the way, in all the years, I mean, have you ever seen a news cycle like this? I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. We go to bed, we wake up, it's a whole new news day, right?
I know. And it changes during the day. It is the speed of it, the acceleration of it is breathtaking. And I'm not sure it's healthy for people, but it is the way of a modern life.
It makes for great radio, man. You know what I'm saying?
You
can't make it up. So, Pat, what themes can we observe from the congressional primaries that have taken place so far this year, sir?
Well, so far we've seen that and we saw it the other night, Tuesday night, that on the Republican side, it's not smart or healthy to be seen as a critic of Donald Trump.
Yeah, Mark Sanford, very interesting, huh?
I'm very fascinating. He's my congressman, actually. I thought, very philosophical about it, losing, you know, saying times are different and what have you. And he was I thought, matter of fact about it, about the fact that, you know, his views, which I think are unique, and I don't think there's not room for a Mark Sanford at all, but nonetheless, his opponent ran against him, and of course, the president endorsed her at the very last minute, and she won. She won without a runoff, which was, you know, very close. But and maybe that put her over on the Democratic side. You've seen the you know, they've had a lot of female candidates get nominated. They have you know, both, you know, what I would call very far left candidates, some moderate candidates, but many more like resistance candidates running. So it's shaping up to be quite an election in November.
Yeah, do you see that blue wave, the blue wave, Pat Caddell, you know, the blue, is it taking place this year, or will that possibly not happen?
I don't think we're going to have, at this point, a wave. It could change. I'm not sure this election has been defined. It's very difficult for incumbent presidents because usually without a larger definition, which I think the Republicans have not yet done to the election for their own good. And this will be, you know, it's easy to go out and say, is there anything you dislike about Donald Trump? Well, but come on out and vote no. So it's incumbent upon Trump and the Republicans to have what I believe is a national election. I think that the Democrats want to nationalize. But the wave has receded to some extent, but I still think the Democrats have that inherent structural edge, although it is tightened up a lot. And I think we are, as you keep saying, the news cycle, it will get, this election will keep changing as every day the news changes and gets defined. But, you know, Trump's on sort of a roll right now with, in my mind, with Korea and with, you know, and now with today the Inspector General's report, which is going to shake up everything.
Well, it seems like stay with me and Pat Caddell with Piscopo in the morning. Pat knows politics better than anybody. And I'm a former blue dog Democrat my whole life. I wouldn't even think about being an independent. Or never did I think I would have to switch in Jersey to be a Republican to vote for Donald Trump. I mean, why? And Bill Bradley. I love Bill Bradley. And yes, Frank Lautenberg. You know, I thought he was an old warrior, Lautenberg, you know? And I appreciated JFK. How have the Democratic Party, how has the Democratic Party lost its way, Pat Caddell?
Well, you know, this is very painful for me because I, too, was a blue dog Democrat and have spent in my, you know, as I once said, I'm not going to leave the party of my grandfather and my great-grandfather and my father.
Right.
You know, this is the only home I've known, but I'm not welcome there because I think the party has gotten so far out of place from what it was. The idea of the Democratic Party to me was it was the party of ordinary Americans to offer a united vision, to unite people to a better vision. Well, there is no vision now. There's just identity politics. Everybody's a victim, and the tendencies. And the party, frankly, is going so far out of the mainstream that I don't really recognize it anymore. And so it's painful to say that, but it's true.
I know, and I don't know where you go from here. And all they do is, to your point earlier, Pat Caddell, all it is anti-Trump. And when you see the brilliant, one of the great talents of our time in Robert De Niro, It's not even a joke. It's not even an. I could see taking a shot, and sure, I'd like some. Like Alec Baldwin could do what he does on Saturday Night Live. It's, you know, it is what it is, whether you like it or not. At least they're doing it in sketch form. But to be vile and vulgar and just attack for no reason at all, I think that ensures. And I said this on Tucker's show yesterday, Pat. I think it ensures Donald Trump's election in 2020, man.
Well, I think it really is unbecoming. And what it does is, I think it appalls most Americans. When I saw that,
you're right.
Of De Niro, you know, screaming those obscenities at the President of the United States, and the audience going crazy.
They're
going crazy with the joy of it. I'm thinking most Americans, even people who don't like Donald Trump, this constant negativity of such extreme, it's got to be unsettling at the least for these for Americans, including many Democrats.
Hey, so we'll let you go, Pat. We always appreciate your expertise, man. Hey, so how does this Mueller probe play out?
Well, we're going to find out a lot more today. I think what's happened is the Mueller's probe is. I'm so distressed by how I watch it. You know, we have mainstream media, which has a narrative in which they constantly, you know, are saying that, defending Mueller and explaining how great it is. And we're looking for, you know, collusion under the bed or Russians under the bed. The one thing I do know about 2016 is the Trump campaign couldn't even collude with itself, much less collude with a foreign power. But it is, to me, gotten pretty extreme. And I will say this, personally. When Robert Mueller, you know, Mr. Manafort, who he indicted for his activities long before the Trump campaign, his partner in that was Tony Podesta, the Democrat, part of the Podesta brothers, John Podesta, with Silver's campaign, whatever. But he's not indicted. It came out. But so I want to see a fair hand, and I will judge the Mueller investigation to have some even handedness when it indicts Tony Podesta. That's the point. They're only going after Trump. They're only going after Trump's people, and you have, and I think Mueller, who I have had a lot of respect for previously, but I am appalled that his own judgment about choosing his staff. Particularly his deputy. These people have got are partisans, and his deputy, who probably runs most of it, Mr. Weissman, was at Hillary Clinton's victory party. Now, if you're the guy setting this up and you're going to investigate the president, don't you think you should be sensitive to what it looks like when you do this?
Man,
you've got to be naive or not to realize that you have a higher responsibility for the appearance of justice as well as justice.
Yeah.
And today, we're going to find out how much of the things we've seen that the media refuses to acknowledge exist.
Yeah.
From the FBI, things that appall me. I have to say this because I've been in politics in many presidential campaigns. The notion that, I know what political espionage is, and I've seen it and stuff, but I got to tell you, the thought that the FBI would plant an informant or use an informant during the campaign of an opposition party is frightening to me, and it should be frightening to every American. And I watch it be dismissed as, oh, it's nothing.
Yes.
Oh, it's okay.
Yep.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
That is
a
slippery slope to disaster. And frankly, I think we're finding out that a lot of our intelligence agencies and whatever have been compromised, and they're not only not elected, they've never been appointed to decide stuff, and there's more surveillance going on about Americans, you, me, others, than anybody has any idea of, and that is also appalling to me. There are certain principles, and I must say again, this is a problem with many of my people in the Democratic Party who I expect, who have historically been the defenders of civil liberty, who dismiss it now because, oh, well, you know, it's how dare you criticize or question the FBI or the CIA. Well, listen, I lived through the 70s. I lived through the Frank Church investigations. I lived through Watergate and the FBI. You have every reason to challenge them. I admire so many people in there. But, when it becomes politicized, the country's democracy is endangered.
Amen.
And that is my...
Well said, Pat Goodell. Hey, appreciate you being with us. Come back again, Pat Goodell. We love you and appreciate it very much.
Love you too, Joe.
Thank you, sir.
Look forward to it.
Thank you. Pat Goodell, longtime Democratic strategist, speaking the truth on Piscopo in the Morning. 8:39, Big Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news just for yous on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
68 degrees at 8:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Jersey's already strict gun laws, now even stricter. Governor Murphy signed 6 bills into law that make it harder to carry a handgun, reduce magazine capacity, and strengthen background checks. 2 of the bills that faced Republican opposition are a ban on magazines with more than 10 rounds and create a strict definition for a justifiable need that residents have to show to get a permit to carry a handgun. Governor Murphy calls the bills common sense, but warns Congress must act as well, because he says the laws will only go as far as New Jersey borders. Police body cam footage shows former baseball star Lenny Dykstra insisting he was in fact the victim during his arrest last month. The former New York Mets and Phillies standout was arrested in Linden on May 23rd after an Uber driver accused Dykstra of threatening to kill him. In the video, Dykstra can be heard saying he doesn't own a gun and that as a convicted felon, he legally can't. Matthew Bilt, Dykstra's attorney, says 911 records will prove his client was a terrified victim of kidnapping. While police say they found drugs on the former All-Star, they did not recover a firearm. In sports, Nationals over the Yankees 5-4. Mets lost 2-0 to the Braves in Atlanta. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. It's been a tough morning as you head over to the New Jersey Turnpike. The New Jersey Turnpike northbound, that western spur is bumper to bumper. Watch out for some extra heavy traffic here getting up toward the Vince Lombardi service area. That's because the northbound New Jersey Turnpike eastern spur is completely closed getting up toward the Vince Lombardi. So everybody diverted to the western spur. Traffic is very tough there this morning. 80 eastbound exit 34 out through Wharton, a collision as well. Traffic is also slowing down 440 northbound, that ramp into State Street in Perth Amboy. Motorcycle accident still being investigated. It's going to be stop and go at the Manhattan Bridge, getting into Brooklyn with some earlier problems cleared. The Cross Island northbound by the Grand Central, that's an accident, and traffic is still slowing down for you as you head to the Southern State Parkway eastbound by Eagle Avenue with an accident just cleared out of the way. The Hutch northbound getting up toward Boston Road. Accident on the shoulder getting up toward Pelham. Checking in on the forecast. Sunshine today, high of 85. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 77. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Hotels.com. With Hotels.com, get rewarded from seaside cabins in Oregon to 5-star resorts in Mexico. Hotels.com has all the options, and for every 10 nights you stay, you get one free. Hotels.com, you do you and get rewarded. Free nights don't include taxes and fees.
Is that good? Think I'll make it? 3:30. Hoboken, 3:30. Princeton by 6. Yeah, I'll make it.
Maybe.
I'll give myself 2 hours. 4 o'clock.
Put that lead foot down.
Yeah, well...
That's all I'm saying.
I only do the speed limit. Al, you know that.
Sorry, honey.
It's okay, dog.
Maybe if you have a car from Route 22 Toyota, you get there quicker.
I'm going to be with the Route 22 folks at the Hoboken Boys and Girls Club. Love the way they reached out. Toyota, they got Toyota to help out. Talking to Chris yesterday. It's just great. The other day when we were at the Youth of the Year at Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey, seeing how Route 22, how the Bram Auto Group stepped up for the children of New Jersey, starting a vocational program for the kids at Route 22 Toyota. That's what I love telling you about Route 22 Toyota. And then this, in 5 minutes, first 5 callers, next 5 minutes, if you call 855-621-9949, come on. Does it get better than this? You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter, 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. If you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Check out the brand new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. I was with Alex Kinsella the other day. Great guy. Alex, he takes great pride in offering you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And the best thing about Route 22 Toyota, aside from their huge heart helping others, you know, is giving you a great deal, and you don't have to deal with dummies. No dummies. You walk in, it's like a family feel. You'll love the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey at Route 22 Toyota. Right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Spring is here, so now is the time to get those home projects done so you can spend summer being with your loved ones. Home Advisor makes it easy to find the right pros for any project. Seriously, whether it's a small project like fixing a leaky faucet or a big project like remodeling a kitchen, just go to homeadvisor.com and tell them about your project. In just seconds, you'll be matched with the best pros in your area for your exact job. The pros are background checked. You can read verified customer reviews, compare prices, check availability, even book appointments online. And with their project cost guide, you can check what others paid for similar jobs in your area. Now, no matter what home project you've been thinking about, painting, getting your gutters cleaned, even a big project like a new roof, Home Advisor makes it easy to find and hire the best pros in your area. Find a great pro right now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started. So if you're looking for local talent, an expert to handle your job, big or small, I use them, my friends use them, you should use them too. Homeadvisor.com, that's homeadvisor.com.
I want a Danino's pizza right now. Can we get Danino's for breakfast? You could do that, right?
Well, I think the earliest we can go there is 11. Do you have time to go there today? I'd love to go there with you today.
Hey, I'm running around.
He's going to be in like two different cities.
Three different events. And then that's it. But do they? Maybe we could get a Danino's pizza here and have it in the morning.
Garbage pie.
You like the garbage pie? Garbage pie from so Danino's.
Good. The margarita pie is great too.
Yep.
Margarita's great.
Even beyond the pizza, though, the buffalo galamad. They do the spicy galamad.
Spectacular.
And the scongeal.
You notice I scoffed that when we were there.
No, we didn't have buffalo style. We just had regular galamad.
Well, whatever that was, it was great.
You stared at the pizza and had to make it a special.
And by the way,
that, you know.
Joe, this is why you shouldn't be able to take days off. The one day that you were off, this is my sleep deprivation playing a role here. I said that the Danino's on Staten Island was on Forest Avenue. Of course, I know it's on Port Richmond Avenue.
Jeez.
So I regret the error. They tried to throw me out of Staten Island after I said that. So I, of course, I know I could get there with my eyes closed.
Well, I'll tell you, if you go to Danino's.com, this is the best.
The way Frank drives, maybe eyes closed.
It's thin crust pizza. Mike Burke, the owner over there, invites you to check out the Danino's that are around in Brick down the shore, in Aberdeen down the shore, Manhattan's Greenwich Village. It's on McDougal. We had a great, great time there. You know, they've been a landmark on Staten Island since 1937. This great thin crust pizza, and now it's in Jersey. But if you want to check out where you can go to Danino's.com, Deninos.com. They have that garbage pie prepared with homemade sausage, meatballs, pepperoni, listen to me, mushrooms, onions. The Danino's classic cheese pie, and then Danino's M-O-R pie, meatballs, the fresh onions, and the ricotta. These guys make fun of me. I love when you go to an eating establishment and they say, what do you want? And they say, no problem. I said to Mike Burke, the owner of Danino's, I said, Mike, you know what? I got to watch. I'm not really eating cheese these days too much. Brings me the thin crust with the marinara, you know, just with sprinkled with Parmesan. It was spectacular. Spectacular. You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No,
it was great. And yes, I took bites of the you know what? I had a full slice of the regular pizza too. That's how I know. But what's your favorite? What did you have? The clam pie.
I love the clam. The margarita is great too. Honestly, you can't get a bad pie there.
All right. Danino's. We love it, man. And you will too. Will you check out Danino's.com, please? Danino's.com. Get ready for the best pizza experience of your life. Danino's.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. It's going to be a crazy day for Daddy, but I'm going to take care of everything. And then I go down and I will address law enforcement officials. Go boom. help the kids, the at-risk kids. And then tomorrow, if I can get through tomorrow, I'm doing all right. And then Saturday, we will be at this rally. It is 12 noon for Congressman Dan Donovan.
Absolutely, at the Hilton Garden Inn on South Avenue.
You know,
that'd be great.
I'm taking my wife for a haircut on Staten Island on Saturday, so. You know. Oh. I don't need a haircut. I shave my head, so I'm taking it on my girl.
You know what I love about Gattuso? I'm sorry, Frank. This is like part of his itinerary. Is I'm taking my wife
itinerary. It's an
appointment.
I'm taking
my wife to a haircut. It's just cute the way you do that.
It's a schedule.
Why is it cute?
Yeah, it's a schedule. I do everything.
It's for my wife. She gets a haircut every 8 weeks or whatever it is. She goes to the girl that cuts my hair. I have to make the appointment.
You made the appointment.
Driver.
You drive
her.
And those egg cups. Those egg cups that you have every morning. They're like perfectly shaped.
Yeah, it's in a muffin tin.
So she puts
them in a muffin tin. Puts them in the oven.
Every night
on Sunday. No, not every night. Sunday for the week.
And you keep them in the refrigerator?
Yeah.
This is a...
Three on Monday, two on Tuesday, two on Wednesday, two on Thursday, three on Friday.
Look at this.
It's very impressive.
Have you ever?
The two of you are jealous.
What?
He loves eggs. The two of you wanted to make eggs.
Have you ever been in
a relationship? Have I ever been offered one of those by Al? No.
Because they're mine. I haven't. Why should I offer them to you?
Have you ever been in a relationship where a gal does that for you?
Yeah, my longtime companion, she'll make stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, make some egg cups for Frank.
No,
all right? Yeah.
Nobody.
Well,
nobody
I just bought these new egg accoutrements.
I go to my mother's house the other day. She has the pasta, perfectly made pasta with the broccoli rub, with the broth of the broccoli rub.
See, I don't want my mother.
If I had a woman that forget, does not happen.
So right. I just bought these new egg accoutrements. It's similar to the egg cup things. I think they're called egglets, where you can make shell-less hard-boiled eggs.
Oh,
but I've also been making little mini omelets in these things. It's a little cup. You put your eggs and whatever you want in there. Then throw it into boiling water.
He loves eggs.
And you have either a shell-less hard-boiled egg or these little mini omelets.
You could also
make deviled eggs. It's really
Is it advertised
great.
On Fox in the middle of the
yeah,
night?
I think it is, actually. Yes. Yes, it is. That's probably where I saw. I probably came in here hungry one day, smelling Al's eggs, not being offered anything, and then seeing the infomercial for the egglet.
They're my personal eggs that I bring in.
Okay.
Why should I offer them to you?
Because you've been neighborly. Working together 10 years.
Who cares?
Or maybe, Frank, would you like part of my egg cup?
My wife? No.
He's going to say no, but
no.
You can
What are we on, a desert island? Is this Desert Island Discs? Bring little egg cups and your favorite tunes?
We're just jealous. We're just jealous.
I know you're both jealous. Yeah, too
bad. We want women. Debbie, we weren't women who make egg cups for us. I'm just saying.
Oh, that is so cute. But what about you guys? Would you like make the eggs for your
bingo,
significant other?
I have done this before, and forgive me for being so honest. Really, you're up. I make the French toast, and I put the blueberries and the strawberries,
and I
put the confection of sugar on the top of the French toast. It doesn't happen the other way around.
I'll tell you that.
Does that happen?
Maybe you're thinking of the wrong women, Joe. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think it happens anymore, Deb. I mean,
I think it does.
Yeah.
Look at Al's wife.
Yeah.
That's the only thing she makes for me. I make breakfast on Saturdays. I cook dinner. Tonight's burgers.
He does
on
the watch. He irons the shirts.
Right? I got to iron my son's shirt for tomorrow for the 8th grade day.
My longtime companion does make breakfast on Saturdays when we're home, and she'll even make soft-boiled eggs for me, even though she doesn't that crazy about
there
it.
There you go. Mm. All right. Well, you guys will lead me in the direction of someone who does that for me. I'm just saying. And Debbie, listen, all is good. 8:51, Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Let's see what's happening, guys. Let's go right to the New Jersey Turnpike. It's been really tough this morning. The northbound New Jersey Turnpike Eastern Spur, bumper to bumper getting up toward the Vince Lombardi service area. Just the right lane blocked now. Again, this is a very tough ride because of an accident in the right lane getting up through that area. Traffic is still moving very slowly at the Hudson River crossings, about 20 minutes in at the GWB. Lincoln 35, Holland 25. Outbound Lincoln is heavy, 10 minutes into Jersey. We're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic on the westbound side of the BQE, right by Tillery Street. Accident there to deal with. And over on the Cross Island northbound by the Grand Central, that's an accident being cleared as well. Northern State eastbound at the Seaford Oyster Bay, a collision involving a truck. And over on the Hutch northbound, getting up toward Boston Road and toward Pelham, an accident just cleared away. You never know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970. The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime, 853 right now. When do you want to start paying less interest on your credit card debt? Please listen to Joey on the radio if you would be so kind to do that. How about today with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Lightstream rewards consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees. Get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.49% APR with AutoPay. You can save thousands of dollars in interest. Application is 100% online. You can even get funds as soon as today. I'm telling you, these Lightstream folks are very, very nice, and they will work with you. And for you listening to Piscopo in the Morning, you get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Piscopo. Lightstream, LightStream.com/Piscopo. Lightstream.com/Piscopo. Am I reading this disclaimer, Al? I better read the disclaimer. Yes. He's spinning his finger. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% AutoPay discount, available only when you select AutoPay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com, please, for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same-day funding.
Come aboard AM970's favorite yacht, the Atlantis, this 4th of July for a night filled with memories and incredible views. Board at West 41st Street in Manhattan at 5:15 p.m. and sail out past the Statue of Liberty and up the East River, where you'll experience an incredible view of the fireworks. Enjoy a gourmet buffet, past hors d'oeuvres, open bar, DJ and dancing, all the way until 11 p.m. Sign up with your date, your spouse, your family, or your friends for this unforgettable 4th of July experience. Tickets are just $225 for adults and $200 for children 5 to 12 years of age. Call Captain Fred's office to book today, 212-633-1231. That's 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. You know, buying a pre-owned car can be scary. How do you know it's safe? Was it in a flood or accident? Can you believe the mileage on the odometer? Well, on the SmartWayToBuy.com, you'll find the finest collection of pre-owned vehicles in the area. And you'll find peace of mind, because every car you see on the site comes with a vehicle history and has gone through a 150-point inspection. Plus, each one comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can be confident it's the right vehicle for you and at the right price, because the SmartWayToBuy.com backs up every one of their already low prices with a 110% low price guarantee. The details are all there on the site. Discover the benefits of buying your next pre-owned vehicle, the SmartWayToBuy.com.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Sean Tremont's in for Joe Lumberg. Joey's getting ready for that big marathon. Sean, good morning. What's on your mind this morning? And weather-wise, we got a good day today?
Yeah, I'm real happy for everyone, because I know that the weekends have been really crummy recently.
Yes.
And it looks like that's about to change, okay? We got a lot of sunshine on the way for the weekend. There's really no significant threats for shower or thunderstorm activity, and it's going to be quite comfortable. And it came just in time for Father's Day.
Beautiful.
So luckily, it's looking nice outside. Today, we're going to turn out sunny, warm, and see a gusty breeze. Lower humidity, high 84. Tonight, clear, breezy, and cooler, low 61 in Midtown, dropping in the 50s in most suburbs. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy, breezy at times, and nice with a high of 78. Saturday, sunshine, patchy clouds, turning a little warmer, high 83. And then on Sunday for Father's Day, it's going to be a little on the warm side and a little humid, but otherwise mostly sunny and nice with a high of 88 degrees.
Well done, Sean. There you go. Sean Tremont, 8:57 with Joe Piscopo. Charlie Finch, we got a couple seconds. Charlie, I know what you're going to say. Give it to me, Charlie Finch.
Happy birthday, President Trump, on Flag Day. Happy birthday to your fellow Gemini, the great Joe Piscopo.
Thank you.
Hit it, Chester. How little we know, how much to discover, what chemical forces flow from love.
I love it. I love it.
How little we understand.
Thank you, Charlie.
What touches off that tingle.
Thank you, Charlie. Charlie, thank you. It is the birthday of President Donald J. Trump. 72 years young. 72. Listen, like it or not, if you can't stand him, it's amazing the stamina of the man at 72 today. I love that. You know, and he ain't stopping. He ain't slowing
down.
Absolutely. See, when we come back, by the way, it's 8:58 right now. We come back. Michael O'Keefe is going to join us. He's in this great play, First Love, at the Cherry Lane Theater. Frank, when he mentioned that egg product, and we, Frank and I believe, and this was from Frank's suggestion, that our computers are listening to us. They could hear us. As soon as Frank mentioned that egg product, tell me what popped up at that second on your computer.
A commercial for the egglet.
Boom. How did they know that?
I don't That's ever not remember a coincidence. Seeing it.
That's not a coincidence. Before. I did. Remind me to tell you about the Joseph A. Banks suits. I'm looking at the suits. I go, the Travelers. I said, the Travelers selection, a collection of suits, which doesn't wrinkle, which is great, on my computer that second. They all know. They're all watching. And we are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
68 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The rap problem in New York City getting worse. According to a new study from RentHop, the city's rap population grew around 10% from 2016 to 2017. The most rat sightings reported in Harlem, the Upper West Side, and in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. Most complaints happen in the summer, and according to experts, an extra hot summer can lead to more rodent babies. In addition, very hot summers and mild winters in the city create favorable conditions for rats to survive and thrive. New York City banning single-use styrofoam products starting in 2019. This means food service establishments, stores, and manufacturers won't be able to use styrofoam cups, plates, trays, or clamshell containers. The use of loose-fill packaging, such as packing peanuts, is also banned. Over the next 6 months, city officials will work with businesses to ensure they understand the law and help them transition to new materials. In sports, Nationals over the Yankees, Mets shut out by the Braves. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.